The Utah Air Quality Board approves a controversial emissions testing program, the Provo Airport welcomes a new tenant, and a state legislator proposes a new motorcycle helmet law. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Thursday, December 6th. I'm Brian Grimmett.
From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Dan Bomas. The Utah Air Quality Board approved parts of a new state air quality plan yesterday, including a controversial vehicle emissions testing program for Cache County, but it'll likely miss a deadline to submit a comprehensive plan on December 14th. That's when the Environmental Protection Agency says Utah must submit a comprehensive plan to meet new standards or risk millions of dollars in federal highway funding. Bryce Byrd, the director of the Utah Division of Air Quality, says EPA could issue what's called a finding of failure to submit and start Utah down that road.
Even if they kind of started down that road, we would have a time period to address that before those sanctions went into place. And of course, we are motivated, you know, not only because of the sanctions, but because of the need to improve our air quality to get those controls in place as soon as possible. And so we would not let that sanction clock run out and those sanctions ultimately be put in place.
Byrd says the state will most likely approve a final plan within the next 6 months. Allegiant Air announced yesterday new regular nonstop flights from the Provo Municipal Airport to Phoenix, Arizona, beginning February 15th next year by its parent company, Allegiant Travel. Provo Mayor John Curtis says demographics played a large role in this expansion.
It's a natural fit because of the demographics of Mesa and Provo. There's quite a connection between the two cities. And so I think everybody has, from the beginning, has felt like this is something we need to make work because of that connection.
Curtis says the airport board is still working hard to replace flights to Denver on Frontier that end next month, but the timing of Allegiant's addition to the airport flights couldn't be better. He says there's going to be a scramble to expand the terminal for the larger aircraft, but crews will be ready by February. Carl Zablotny of Allegiant says their business model of flying from smaller cities to warmer destinations helps to make their leisure travel-only company one of the few profitable airlines right now. He says flying from Phoenix to the ski resorts of the Wasatch Front is also a big plus. Flights will be scheduled Monday and Friday with fares as low as $49.99 one way. That does not include baggage fees, and there are some restrictions at that price. Allegiant.com is the place to find the details and book travel.
Danny Berger is doing better at the Intermountain Medical Center in Murray, but he's still listed in critical condition. The Utah State University basketball player collapsed during practice on Tuesday and was revived with the help of an automatic defibrillator. His doctors still don't know exactly what went wrong, but the USU team doctor told reporters in Logan Wednesday evening that Berger is awake and talking to his family. Last night's basketball game between Utah State and BYU was postponed because of Berger's illness. Curtis Allgaier was sentenced to life without parole for the murder of a state corrections officer. Steven Anderson was killed with his own gun when he took Allgaier to a medical appointment several years ago. Allgaier was captured after a chase that lasted several hours. He pleaded no contest to the murder charge, and an agreement with prosecutors spared him from the death penalty. And finally, a Utah lawmaker who says he doesn't want to subsidize stupidity says he'll be pushing to make motorcycle helmets mandatory. Republican Senator Todd Weiler of Woods Cross plans to propose the law when the legislature convenes next month. Weiler says too many motorcycle riders who survive a crash end up needing government assistance. And that is your KUER News Pod for Thursday, December 6th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.